This is Akashvani. The news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi yesterday the revival package was declared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said, with the help of this package, all employees of RINL, as well as all the people connected with economic activities of RINL, will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL, as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL, will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian space startup Digantara for the success of Mission Scott. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is an important contribution of the growing Indian space industry towards enhancing space situational awareness." In another social media post, Prime Minister expressed happiness over the encouraging results of the PM internship scheme. He said, "This is a big step towards empowering youth and building a future-ready workforce." Mr. Modi also expressed happiness over the country's emergence as a global leader in adopting artificial intelligence. He said, "This highlights the country's commitment to innovation and leveraging AI for transformational growth." A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict, and 16 are still missing. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has convened condolences to the family. Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured in receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh. On the sanctions imposed on Russia oil imports by the US, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India is in touch with US authorities to clarify issues about the impact on Indian entities. He said India's oil purchases have been and always are guided by the country's energy security requirements. The budget session of Parliament will commence from 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January, and the Union Budget will be presented on 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February 2025, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April 2025. Nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has ended today with over 1,000 candidates filing their nominations. On the last day of the nomination yesterday, Shikhar Rai and Neeraj Basoya of BJP have filed their nominations. Avadh Ojha, Rakhi Bidlan and Bandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, also filed their nominations. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on 5th of next month and counting on 8th of February. The BJP has promised monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees for every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees for them in the national capital if voted to power. Party President JP Nadda has released BJP's Sankalp Patra Part 1. The party also promised implementation of central government's Ayushman Bharat scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that if BJP forms the government, it will provide nutritious food at 5 rupees in all JJ cluster areas under Atal Canteen scheme. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both Indian men and women teams have advanced to semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all their matches. The Indian men's teams secured a dominant 140 victory over Sri Lanka at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.